There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome back to another edition of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here at the South Point, the VEASAN Studios in the South Point Hotel Casino. And if we're chuckling a little bit, it's because we just lost the last 2 minutes off of our life talking about professional wrestling off
the air. Come on. So we're throwing it back, though. I couldn't name people now, but we can still name Sergeant Slaughter, Ricky Steamboat.
Blackjack Mulligan in the old days. So somebody went to a wrestling match the other night. He might be sitting behind the glass right now, and so we're just shaking our head at him right now. Anyway, we're going from wrestling now to racing, right? So it's time to talk a little bit of racing. This past weekend, Tyler Reddick finally got off the schneid, got his first win, and he beat a very dominant Chase Elliott, a guy who knew a little something about a lot of runner-up finishes before he finally got the win. I guess I'm a little surprised that Reddick's first win came on a road course, but we've been picking him that he was going to be a winner since the very beginning of the season.
Yeah, no, look, it's the win with Chase Elliott, reminiscent. I felt bad for Chase. Remember when I got my win in 14, out-dueled Chase for the win there. Let's say you're a casual race fan, right? You're a VEASAN listener that listens for football and basketball, and you end up coming across this racing show that we talk about. You want to see one of the most exciting finishes. I mean, what Tyler Reddick and Chase Elliott put on with, what was it, 8 to go or something like that, 6 to go, whatever. Phenomenal racing. I mean, just great-looking racing for Tyler Reddick to get his first career win at Road America, a place that I love. And, I mean, big return for bettors, too, if you bet him.
Oh, it was. He was 25-1 to win the race, a plus 700 for a top three. On the negative line, 125 to beat Harvick. It was his only head-to-head matchup. Group D, he was plus 275 and 15-1 to be the top Chevy. And the Chevys really dominated the running order. Chase Elliott coming in second. Kyle Larson was third. So Chevys kind of ran the whole top three spots.
Top five was all them. I mean, it 15-1, no kidding, because you had Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Ross Chastain, all these guys that have been, you know, Daniel Suarez, all these guys that have been the most recent winners have all been Chevys. So, I mean, 15-1 was a great return on him. But, man, way to go. I mean, heck of a race. Really proud of Tyler and that whole crew. And I'm bummed. You know, I'm going to give some Austin Dillon love for a minute. We talked to him before the race, did some stuff. He was running top 10 until he exploded a brake caliper brake rotor.
But he had made contact with another car, which I think precipitated
that. That's what damaged it. But, I mean, he was on his track for another career best finish with a Chevrolet. Chevrolet's absolutely dominated that. Looks like they were the top five, three Fords, then Chevy. So, I mean, they were six of the top 10. No Toyotas in the top 10.
No, and I want to say one thing about Austin Dillon. What an unselfish act and great teammate that he was.
Because making sure
there was
off
a
track.
Really good chance that he would have brought out the caution if he tried to get around the pit road. And he pulled off in an area, and he pretty much knew he was going to ride the last two laps of the race out over there. But he didn't screw it up for Tyler to get his win. I thought that was a really class act.
Oh, it's a smart move. Remember,
well, yeah. But Grandpa is the boss.
Hey.
but Grandpa still wants to win the race, right?
Yes.
Our props, you know, a little talking of props, we talked about Tyler Reddick being 15-1. Chris Buescher, look, he comes in, finishes seventh. He's the top Ford. He's plus 900 in there. Maybe it's just two road courses in a row where we've seen Chris Buescher run really well. And
look at the top Toyota. Look at the number on the top Toyota.
Seventh. Yeah, that's
no 13th.
Oh, that's right, 13th.
Top Toyota's 13th.
Oh yeah, I was looking at the top.
Martin Ford. Truex Jr. Right, is 13th.
Plus 270.
I mean. That a plus 270 wins the top Toyota, and it was still Martin Truex Jr. who was the favorite. But man, I mean, that's an awful day for the Toyotas.
And in defense of Kyle Busch, he ended up having to start at the rear because he had to make unapproved adjustments. Then he gets into a crash in the first stage, and it was very, very difficult to pass at Road America. And
yes,
I think that made it very hard. Now, one thing Tyler Reddick's win did is it gave us our 13th winner. And we still have eight races to go. And, I mean, you and I have been saying since we were about, what, six different winners in the first six races, we've got a better chance to go above that 16 number this year than we've ever had. Talk about some of these guys that don't have wins right now that are on the outside.
Look, you look at the points, how they sit now in the NASCAR standings. Remember, there's a difference between playoff standings and points, right? We always talk on this show about the NASCAR standings, which is the playoff standings, which has Chase Elliott now at the lead with his two wins and leading the points. But you look down at the bottom of this to the guys with zeros. Now, remember, we always say, if you win, you're in, right? You win, you're in. Well, that only 16 people are in. So right now, Daniel Suarez is the lowest number of points with a win. He has 420 points. Ryan Blaney won last year. Martin Truex Jr. won last year. Christopher Bell won last year. You've got Eric Almirola and Kevin Harvick, who both are perennial yearly winners. You've got guys like Austin Dillon right now, who is out of the points, or not even on this screen because they've moved so far down with guys that have bumped up behind them. We could see 17 winners this year. We've said it for a while. We thought we waned for a minute. Now that we've got Daniel Suarez and Tyler Reddick in there, Jeff, we just talked about it. The schedule coming up, you've got, before the playoffs start, we've got a super speedway race this weekend in Atlanta, which, as we know, is a crapshoot, your favorite word, and Daytona right before the playoffs. And we still have two more road courses. By the way, who won all three road courses this year?
First-time career winners this year. Chastain won on a road course. Suarez won on a road course. Reddick wins on a road course. So who else is out there that could potentially win on a road course?
There's lots of guys. I mean, Michael McDowell could still win on a road course. He was a top 10 this weekend.
Wouldn't be a first career win.
Wouldn't be a first career win.
Who could get their first career win out there?
There's guys that, you know, that have been running well that could still make Justin Haley. It's not his first career win, again, but, you know, with the Dinger's help, he could get there. We got guys that are, Eric Jones has been running well. There's some guys that we still could see. We could get to 17 winners to have a battle for that last hole in the playoffs. You could have a winner to go home this year.
Well, you got to look at it right now and think Daniel Suarez, Chase Briscoe, Kurt Busch, Austin Cindric, maybe even a little bit Tyler Reddick. Those guys kind of have to feel like they're racing each other
a little bit
to make sure that we're not that last guy with a win. You know, Denny Hamlin's really lucky. He's way below everybody in points, but he's got two wins. He's only got 394 points. He's not even in the top 20 in points right now, but he's got the two wins, so he's pretty much locked. He's definitely locked himself in.
Well, and that's why it's sometimes the viewers may get confused at home when you talk about points versus NASCAR standings. The points, you know, right now, because the NASCAR standings show Christopher Bell in 16th, Christopher Bell in points is not 16th in points. Christopher Bell is 8th in points, but he hasn't won a race. Daniel Suarez,
16th in the standings,
not in points. So it gets convoluted when you're trying to figure out, but basically put the guys with wins up. If everybody wins, then you revert back to points. And Daniel Suarez in points, he actually is 17th in points. He's there, but like you said, where Denny Hamlin's up to 20th now. So, I mean, you got Denny Hamlin in 20th. Guys that are behind this, where Austin Dillon, not on the screen, is 19th in points, but he's not on the top 18 in the standings.
Now, there's five guys who are locked into the playoffs. They've got the two wins. Chase Elliott, Chastain, Logano, Byron, Hamlin. So I want to ask you a question, and I know we talked about this a little bit off the air. Right now, if you were any of those five guys, it is all about playoff points. Chase Elliott had, without question, a playoff point in hand. He allowed it to go away to try to win the race, which is fine. My argument is win the first stage. Don't worry about the second stage. Get yourself in position. Then go try to win the race. But at least take that point that's in hand.
You could have.
He didn't and ended up getting zero playoff points.
You could have. I mean, I'm not against it. I just, to me, I still look at this and say that you're racing for the win. His crew chief thought that the best strategy was to do what we thought would do, which is pit right before, you know, the run the race backwards, not go for the stage point. But your point is valid. He could have got himself an easy stage point right there. And stage points, I mean, we talked about it years ago with Kevin Harvick. You know, that's what saved him one of the years. And that's what hurt him the next year when he had no points and didn't make the next round of the playoffs. So, you know, it very easily he could have done it.
And I agree that you got to sacrifice the second stage. But I think he could have won the first stage and still been in the same position to have won the race by the third stage, because he would have had a long time to make up a lot of positions. And we know he would have made up a bunch under green in the second stage, could have used a little pit strategy. It's great to be, you know, the armchair quarterback and to go back.
Always easy to sit here and do it.
Drive in the rearview mirror kind of thing. So, but, you know, it's something like you got the one in the hand, the two in the bush. Nobody.
There's a statement saying on that.
All right. Well, we were talking a little bit about the races coming up. You mentioned the two road courses. You also mentioned the two super speedways. In addition, this week in Atlanta, we've also got three tracks that we've raced on for a number of years, I would call at least two of them very conventional racetracks. After Atlanta, we're going to Loudoun, New Hampshire, the Magic Mile there. Then we make our only stop of the year in Pocono. We've been racing twice a year there probably since the early 70s. So only one race at Pocono, which you and I kind of like describe it as it's an oval and a road course, because you can pit it like a road course. Then we talked about the road course in Indianapolis before we go to Michigan, another track we used to race twice at a lot. There's only going to be one stop at Michigan. So we talk about diversity in the schedule, super speedway, mile track, a triangle that I don't know how to describe, another road course, and a 2 mile.
Tricky triangle.
The tricky triangle.
You know, what's funny is every time we put up the upcoming schedule, we say, man, how diverse the schedule is. Every week we see how diverse it is. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you look at the tracks we've gone to, but this is going to be fun. And I still, like you said, there's weird things have happened at Pocono to get a new winner. Michigan lends itself to fuel mileage races, which gives itself, you know, a chance to get a random winner. I think we're going to get 17.
Well, and even before the playoffs are over, we're going to see that diversity, because it's not on list here because we've only got five. But the other three races, you talked about the road course at Watkins Glen. We've also got Richmond in there, a 3/4 mile track, which did not lend itself as good to the next gen car in the first race. We'll see what kind of improvements they've made. They've done some testing there. And then, as you talked about, we go to Daytona. So the diversity we're going to see over these entire next eight races before the playoffs is pretty remarkable.
Yep. It's we've got a really good run going here where the fans are getting what they want. And like you mentioned it, first track that we go back a second time to with this car, Richmond, very boring.
This weekend's our first.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, this weekend. Yeah. But Richmond, the only conventional track, where right now this has become a super speedway.
Correct.
So, I mean, we're going to see what changes they made to this car and what teams have gained on the car the most.
Well, we talked about the fact that we're going to be going back to Atlanta for the second time now. So we come back on Gone Racing. We'll start breaking down the race in Atlanta.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back to Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. And this week we're breaking down the first revisit to a track with the next-gen car. We're heading to Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend for the Quaker State 400. William Byron was last year's winner. He was 15-1 to win, a plus March. 400 for a top three. What?
Last March.
What did I say?
Last year.
Last year? Yeah, last March. Yeah, earlier this year, exactly.
The first race they had at Atlanta that was a super speedway style race is why we're going so why we're putting so much emphasis on the last race here, because it was a different race Atlanta ever had.
Different track with a different car. So we're finally getting a little bit of some data points to look off of. Ross Chastain kind of burst on the scene there, a plus 700. Kurt Busch, third place, plus 550, did not finish third in the race. Was credited with third because, remember, Christopher Bell finished third, was penalized for passing below the line, and ended up having to go to the rear of the field there. But other guys have some different names that we saw on the board in that first race. Daniel Suarez was fourth. Corey LaJoie, probably best career finish, a fifth. Then we had Elliott, Buescher, Truex, Logano, Bowman. Not really shocks there. Maybe a good run for Buescher. But Atlanta definitely kind of raised its head and said this could be a wild affair. And, you know, another guy that's not on that top ten right there who ran really, really well all day long was Bubba Wallace. And we know how good he's been on the super speedways.
Yeah, you know, this week I have my stats pulled up to show us up against the super speedway races instead of the old Atlanta stats. So that's why I've got pulled those up. And there's going to be some numbers here when we talk odds to win in top three that if this plays out like it did the first time, we could have some pretty spectacular numbers. And we're guaranteed a double-digit winner this week.
Yeah, we absolutely are. So let's get into the odds to win. Our favorites, Ross Chastain, Ryan Blaney, and Chase Elliott, all at 10-1. Then throw a huge blanket over the 12-1s. William Byron, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, and Bubba Wallace, all at 12. Tyler Reddick and Daniel Suarez at 15. Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell at 20. Kurt Busch, great run in the last race, is 25-1, along with Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric, who won the Daytona 500, another super speedway event, and Alex Bowman, all at 25-1. Kevin Harvick, Chris Buescher, we talked about him having a top 10, and Austin Dillon, who's a former Daytona 500 winner, coming in at 30-1.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is you've got some guys back there like a Kurt Busch, like an Austin Cindric that you named. You know, it was the Daytona 500 winner this year. These guys, it's a super speedway race now, right? It's going to run that way. Bubba Wallace ran really good. Going to be very difficult, though, for me. Right now, I'm looking at these at the odds to win. And, you know, a lot of times we stay away from the odds to win anyway. But this week, if you want me to pick a winner, last couple weeks I've been picking winners. You know, got one a couple weeks ago, but it's just so tough to do it this week. I mean, there's guys on the second page, Jeff, that I think have a chance to win this race that I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't even be surprised if Corey LaJoie at 250 can win this race.
Well, and I don't disagree with you. Looking at the second page we've got here, Eric Almirola is also 30-1.
A super speedway great, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Michael McDowell, yeah. Former Daytona 500 winner, both at 35-1. Eric Jones, Brad Keselowski, and if Keselowski's got a chance to win, this maybe have to be one of them at 40-1. Justin Haley at 50-1. Cole Custer, 100-1. And then we got long shots, Ty Dillon, Todd Gilliland, Harrison Burton, Noah Gregson, Corey LaJoie, all at 250-1. And one thing that jumps out at me there on this, Brendan, you have to go all the way to the 250-1s to find any driver who does not have a Cup Series win in his career anywhere on the list now. You got to go all the way to 250-1.
Holy cow. I didn't look at that. Yeah, I'm just looking down there because Stenhouse, McDowell has one, Jones has one, Brad Kay, Haley has one, Cole Custer has one.
Exactly. So you have to go all the way to Ty Dillon to find anyone who does. So having anyone get their first Cup win of their career
is going to be a triple digit.
It's going to be a triple digit and a big triple digit. That's going to be a very tall order.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, I'm just looking through stats, looking at what was here. I mean, Corey LaJoie finished fifth in the last race here, had a good run. Chris Buescher, we've talked about the RFK woes. The road courses have been great for Chris Buescher and the speedway racing. And Chris Buescher finished seventh in that race. You know, Brad Kay, that was one of his best finishes of the year, 12th, you know, early on. I mean, he's been struggling. That was one of his best ones. So really, really difficult for me to pick a winner in the 40-man horse race here.
You know, we talked about Bubba Wallace, Austin Dillon, Eric Almirola being a guy who could steal a bid, if you will, or, you know, that's outside that top 18 or whatever. But there's no question Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski and Eric Jones, all three of those guys to me are contenders to win this week.
Well, yeah, the only problem that Brad Keselowski has to still make the championship is he's barely holding on to the top 30 in points.
Well, that's true, but a win would do a lot to getting him a lot more points. And he's going to start seeing some tracks for the second time. And what do you think? And do you think guys like Corey LaJoie, now that these veteran teams...
He's 30th points, 26 points out of 29th.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, a win would probably move him up a little bit more. But a guy like Corey LaJoie, he also might have been the beneficiary of the fact that no one really knew how this next-gen car was going to go. You've got to believe the work that's been done by Gibbs, by Hendrick, by Stuart Haas, by Penske is certainly going to make it tougher for a guy like Corey LaJoie to have a top-five run.
Absolutely. They started the season very strong, Corey did, and had a bunch of – they run off at the start of the season a string of top-15 finishes that were pretty impressive. But I do agree that other organizations have gained since that third, whatever this was, fourth race of the season. So could be tougher, but still – he was still there, and it's still a super speedway race where Coy's run very well and been at the end of many of the super speedway races in the last few years. So it's a tough one to handicap for the win for me.
And do you think there's any sense of desperation on the for guys like Blaney, Truex, Bell, Harvick, who, I mean, they don't have that win. And I think in past years, if you were Blaney or Truex in particular, you'd have been sitting there saying, well, look, I'm solid in points even if I don't get a win. But I don't think you can feel that way right now.
Let's talk about points. Ryan Blaney is second in points.
But he's 14th in the standings.
Second in points. You're telling me that Ryan Blaney is second in points and is on the cusp of not making the playoffs?
I am telling you that.
I think that's awesome. I think that I'm sure there are NASCAR fans out there screaming, that's what's wrong with this point system. I think that's awesome.
Look, I've always said there should be an emphasis on winning. I think we've been saying that for years.
That's why they did this.
All right, let's take a look at our top threes. They kind of mirror our odds to win, other than the fact that the numbers are much smaller. It's going to be harder to get a double-digit top three this week. Ross Chastain, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott are 350. Byron, Kyle Busch, Logano, Hamlin, Larson, and Wallace all at 400. Reddick and Suarez, 450. Truex Bell at 550. Kurt Busch, Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman all at 600. Harvick, Buescher, and Austin Dillon all at 800.
It just mirrors what we talked about.
It's kind of like us to win, right?
I'm grabbing my sheets, going, trying to look at head-to-head matchups, group matchups, and seeing where I'm going to make my bets this week because, you know, I mean, picking the top three is going to be difficult, but what I'm going to say is do it. I'm going to probably try to say, if I do, I'm going to do it around manufacturer roles, right? Like we talk about Daytona and Talladega. If the Chevys get together, you're going to have a Ross Chastain, a Chase Elliott, a William Byron, you know, up there battling with each other. If you go to the Ford camp, you're going to have the Blaneys and the Logan and probably the Austin Cindrics and, you know, up there. And the Toyotas, you know, they're the small camp. So if the Toyota group gets near the front, you're going to see a heck of a run of them pushing and beating and banging. It's just it's tough for me to pick top threes and wins, man. I'm going to wait till we get to the groups and head to heads and have to heavy load those.
Well, and one thing about the manufacturers running together, you know, we've tended to have some of these late cautions in some of these races, and with the double file restart,
it's tough to get them all back.
It's hard to get them back together.
Strange bedfellows get made at the end of these races. That was why I always used to joke when I was there, you wanted me because the Chevy guys wouldn't want me to work with them. So who do you want? I could be anybody's friend. I'm a free agent at the end of the race. And that's one of those things. You get a Corey LaJoie in there at the end of that race. He don't care what it is. Corey wants to go push himself to the win. So it makes this thing where there's crapshoot all around.
Well, and early and in the middle part of the race, if you've got two manufacturers side by side, whoever's in the lead is probably going to take the outside. The inside guy is going to let him come down. But if it's a green, white checkered, or there's less than five laps to go, you don't have teammates really then, right?
Well, no, you do. But the problem is, if I'm the guy, if I got two teammates,
tell Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski in their Penske.
But if I got two guys side by side that are teammates, and I know they're going to pull the let the guy slide down. If I'm the guy in third, I push the guy in first. I'm like, I ain't letting you do this. We're going to keep digging. You know what I mean? It becomes where you have to play offensive defense from the second row. So it gets tough, man. It's the top threes are going to be difficult. The wins are going to be difficult. I think when we get to the next section, I'm going to worry more about what we
Let's take a look at our long shot top threes here too. Eric Almirola's coming in at plus 800. Stenhouse, McDowell, Jones, Keselowski at 10. Haley's 12. Custer 15. Harrison Burton, LaJoie 25. Gilliland, Ty Dillon, Gregson all at 50-1. Wouldn't be shocked if any of those guys were to sneak in there and get a top three.
I mean, any of them can. Ty Dillon is a great, super speedway racer. He knows how to sneak his way up in there. We've already talked that, guys like Corey have run so well. Brad Keselowski, had a tough season. This is his place to go. Harrison Burton is going to be with those Penske Fords, put right in the middle of that. So there's guys that can be it. That's why I said this is going to be way too tough for me to pick a top three or a winner.
Well, and I think it wouldn't even be shocking to see, Noah doesn't run that many races, but we know he's in a car that's capable of getting up there, capable of running well. So, okay, when we come back on Gone Racing, we've got driver head-to-head matchups to go through, and we'll get started in our group matchups talking about this weekend's Quaker State 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check out the Gone Racing Podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup Series race. The Gone Racing Podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcasts. And while you're there, catch up on all the other VSiN shows as well. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan, breaking down the Quaker State 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. It's our first trip to a track for the second time with the new next-gen car. And we're going to get right into our driver head-to-head matchups. We don't really go through these individually. Looking at some of them, we don't have any huge disparities. Probably the biggest one on the board, which is interesting that it's even up there. Michael McDowell, a plus 125 against Bubba Wallace's minus 145. But I will tell you
I like that. That's the most random one we've ever had. I like that one.
It is definitely random. But it's not a big return. But the one that kind of jumps out at me, because I kind of shake my head a little bit, Austin Cindric coming in at a plus 105 to Christopher Bell's minus 130. Austin Cindric, the Daytona 500 winner. We know Bell ran well at Atlanta, got penalized on the last lap. But that one is probably the one to me that I say,
Well, I mean, look, Cindric did not run well there that day. And other than the Daytona win, he kind of had faded since then. So it is kind of, to me, should be backwards, especially with as well as Christopher Bell's been running lately. So I think that's a good one to jump on is I take the C Bell at minus 130, because I think I think he should be minus 200 if you want the truth. But, even though Austin Cindric is the Daytona 500 winner, what I'm looking at, Roth Start, is just Daniel Suarez, even money versus Kyle Busch, minus 120. Kyle Busch absolutely hates super speedway racing. and the trend continued at Atlanta, where he got into a wreck and he got out saying this was the dumbest race, you know, ever. He doesn't like it. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to be at this track. So Daniel Suarez, who came in top five that race, finished fourth with stage points in each stage. I like the even money bet.
One other driver head-to-head I kind of find a little bit curious up there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. getting a plus 105 against Chase Briscoe's minus 125. You know, Stenhouse, I mean, look, the guy's been fairly consistent on everything except maybe the road courses, although he did win me some money last week. But Stenhouse has proven on these big super speedways that he's actually pretty good out there.
Yeah, he always has been. We always joke that he's either going to wreck the whole field or he's going to finish well, and that's what we always joke with Stenhouse.
That was Brendan who said that.
Distinguish
the voices.
He knows that it's okay, but you know Chase Briscoe is a very good restrictor plate super speedway racer. So you know, I mean, I think that's where it's going on that end. But I do like that. I do like Austin Dillon plus 105 to Kurt Busch's minus 125. You know, Kurt also kind of doesn't really care for this type of racing anymore. He's past that age of, he finished well here. Like you said, he finished third, but I think he would just happen to be in the right place at the right time and kind of stayed where he was to get that finish. If he ain't there, he don't really want to be playing in the pack.
No, and Kurt's one of those guys, though, who I think he understands the draft. He knows how the draft works, and I think that that serves him well late in races as long as he is around to see the finish.
Yes.
You don't see Kurt finish 15th on these tracks very often.
He's top first
five
to fifth,
or out
or
of the top
30th.
25.
Yes.
Exactly. So Kurt, kind of, if he's in it late, look out. He'll be there. He'll be a contender. All right, let's move over into our groups. And now, keep in mind, this is going to be very similar to what we've seen in past years at Daytona and Talladega. We're not seeing guys that are plus 225s. We're not seeing guys that are plus 350s. We're going to see everybody kind of packed together. We'll start out right in our Group A. Chase Elliott, Ross Chastain, and our race winner from the spring, William Byron, all at plus 270. Ryan Blaney, a guy who had great success on the old Atlanta, at plus 275. Boy, to me, that's a tough group right there.
What I see is three Chevys and one Ford. So in my world, you can bet, you can go on the manufacturer role there and say Ryan Blaney's the lone Ford. If the Fords can get teamed up at the front of that pack and have that run, you got Ryan Blaney at 275. Otherwise, of the three Chevys, which one is going to happen to be in the lead at that last push, at the last restart type thing? So to me, bet Blaney only because you've got the lone Ford in the group. You don't have to differentiate between the three Chevrolets, which will be working together and, you know, being frenemies until that last lap.
And I think we saw back in March that was really the kind of situation we got. Byron was the Chevy that was out front on the last restart. Byron ends up getting the win. Chastain comes in, finishes second. And this is a big race always for Chase Elliott. This is his hometown track. You know, it's actually a track that's not Martin Truex Jr.'s hometown track. It's Chase Elliott's.
You sure?
I don't believe so. Right. A little far south for Martin. And Logano likes to claim it a little bit, too, because, you know, he actually spent his high school days down in Georgia and raced the Legends cars on the oval there at Atlanta Motor Speedway when he was in high school.
Like,
but
it's
definitely Chase Elliott's home racetrack. So a little bit more pressure on him there. Now let's take a look at
at the name in Group B.
Group B. Bubba Wallace is the favorite. And again, we know how well Bubba runs on these type tracks. He comes in at plus 260. Then you've got Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, and Joey Logano all coming in at plus 275. You know, Brendan, how I like to say, and there's always a group where I can make a case why every guy can win it and every guy can lose it.
There it is.
Right here is can win it, every guy can lose it.
And the problem I have with this one is I've got two Toyotas, one Chevy, and one Ford. So I can't do the, like I did in Group A, where I said, hey, go with Blaney, because if the Fords, you know, get the last push, okay. If the Chevys get the wreck out. So, you know, here I've got an equally balanced 2-1-1. So where do you go? Bubba Wallace runs great, but I mean, talking Bubba Wallace normally every week, Group F, and here he is in Group B this week, which is rather amusing. The only one I could make a case not for would be Kyle Busch. I've already made that case. Kyle finished 30-something last time, got in a wreck. If you go back to the last 10 Super Speedway races, he's 17th best point getter. One top five in the last 10 Super Speedway races. Kyle Busch hates this stuff. So, to me, you got a Toyota, a Ford, and a Chevrolet. I couldn't differentiate between this one.
The one thing I will say in this group is you're going to get a chance to get Kyle Larson at a plus 275 in Group B. That's one that's kind of hard to turn away from a little bit because, look, like you said, Kyle Busch, he does not embrace this type of racing. Logano and Bubba embrace this kind of racing. Kyle Larson, I think he tolerates this kind of racing.
Bubba Wallace, second best point getter last 10 super speedway races. Four top tens, a win in 10 races. Kyle Larson, hold on, wait.
That Georgetown math is coming
in. No, I'm just scrolling down the screen.
That's how far you have to go to
that's
find
how far
him.
You have to go to find him. He's 24th best point getter. So, I mean, Larson does not like this racing.
Well, I won't be picking him anyway.
So. I won't pick either one.
All right, let's move on to our Group C. Denny Hamlin, who has been one of the top super speedway racers in the sport, comes in as our favorite at plus 260. Last week's winner, Tyler Reddick at plus 270, along with Christopher Bell. We talked about how well he ran at this race in Atlanta early in the spring, even though he was disqualified or was penalized. And then Daniel Suarez, who had a top five here, mm-hmm. the spring at plus 285 is the long shot. This is a group where...
The group I can make the case for dang near all of them. To me, Denny Hamlin, of course, is the perennial one of the best super speed racers in business. Tyler Reddick, momentum, also has run well at the super speedways, especially as of late, has run a lot better the last few of them. Christopher Bell ran so well here, you know, run well in Daytona. And then Suarez with, you know, he's run, had a great race here before. This one is the toughest one for me to do. And the same thing you got here, two Toyotas and two Chevrolets. Tough for me to differentiate this group.
I think if there's one thing that sticks out to me, and maybe it's a little bit like I talked about Group B, but Group C even more so, Denny Hamlin.
At 260.
At 260 in a Group C. And look, I know all three of those other guys could win the race and would not be shocked if anybody in this group won the race. But I think if you get an opportunity to bet Denny Hamlin in a Group C at a plus 260, that one is a little bit harder, I think, for me to leave on the board.
Tough to pass up. I don't disagree.
Let's take a look over at our Group D. Our favorite there is Kurt Busch at plus 255. Alex Bowman is plus 265. Martin Truex Jr. at 275. And Chase Briscoe, who will be probably the biggest long shot we will see in a group all day, coming in at plus 295.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find Alex Bowman. Four top tens in the last 10 super speedway races. Not terrible. Finished 10th in this last race. Got a 7th in this race earlier. Got a 7th. Ah, man, it's so tough. But the one I don't like is Truex Jr.
I just don't agree.
I don't feel like if the Toyotas are doing something, Truex is kind of the one that really cares the least about it type thing. And this is tough, man. This racing is so mentally difficult, and it's not one of his home tracks. So I do like Chase Briscoe. I can be talked into. I think Chase Briscoe is the youngest of this whole group, has kind of the most energy of this whole group right now. And in the pack of fours, I think Briscoe could be the one I could look at and circle and say, hey, this could be the place that the Stewart Haas Fords do well.
Well, I totally agree with you on Truex. I would discount him completely. I know Kurt's the favorite there. I think Kurt, while you're right, this may not be his favorite kind of racing, I think he knows it. He understands it. I think Kurt Busch being the favorite there at a plus 255, for me, is a little bit hard to pass up. Bowman, like you said, he's been either really good or hadn't been really good there. So
he's just the in-between guy. You know, when Bowman shows up, he shows up. And then every week we don't talk about him for 2 weeks straight. And then it's like, hey, look, it's Bowman, top five again.
Yep, there he goes. All right, we come back on Gone Racing. We've got two groups to go, and then we'll talk about our manufacturer picks and give you our picks for this week.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back to our final segment of Gone Racing this week, talking about the it's just a good thing, folks, that, our off-the-air conversations do not make it on the air sometimes.
On Sirius, you have to remember they have a thing called the Marty, they call it.
Yeah.
Even when you're off-air, you're on-air when you're on Sirius. That was really not good for me.
No. Oh, that's – I can only imagine. As I was saying, Jeff Miley, that is Brendan Gaughan over there, back our final segment on Gone Racing this week, talking about the Quaker State 400. We're almost at the end of our group matchups, but we've got a couple to go. We're going to go back into the groups at Group E. Kevin Harvick, Austin Cindric, Eric Almirola, all at plus 265. Eric Jones at plus 290. And all I say is just say no to this group.
Well, I mean, look, Eric Jones is, like you said, if I'm looking for a return, Eric Jones is 290, best one, and he runs well on, you know, super speedways. He was 14th here in this last race, even had some stage points, and he's had four top 10s, two top 5s, last 10 super speedway races. So you're getting a good return with Eric Jones.
And he embraces this kind of racing.
And Harvick, we've talked, you know, Harvick, I don't think he really likes this anymore. He's got six top 10s, though, in the last 10 races. So I say that. And then you got the Daytona 500 winner, Almirola, who's always runs good at these places. So every one of them. But Eric Jones is the best return. I can make an argument for him.
Yeah, guys like Harvick hate it until he actually engine and get the helmet put on, and then it's a race. So, all right, Group F, Brad Keselowski, Austin Dillon, both at plus 265. Chris Buescher is plus 275. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., plus 280.
I'm sorry, Chris, but we named this group the Chris Buescher Group years ago, you know, with our guy Ron Flatter. And Buescher back in Group F, and he has been top 10 in every week lately. He came off top 10 in this last race here. I got to jump on the Buescher bandwagon again, man. I'm jumping back on him. I've already got it circled.
No in-depth analysis from me. I agree. me too. I'm with you. I like Buescher too. All right, we got our manufacturer props also this week. Take a look at those. In our top Chevy, Chase Elliott, Ross Chastain are the favorites, plus 550. The March winner, William Byron, along with Kyle Larson, plus 650. Tyler Reddick and Daniel Suarez, 750. Bowman is 10-1. Austin Dillon is 14. That guy, Eric Jones, just talking about him at 18, along with Stenhouse. Justin Haley is 25. Noah Gregson, Tyler Dillon, Coy LaJoy, 80-1. And Josh Balicki won't finish as a top Chevy.
No, but you know, I have a theory, which is what we were laughing on off air about, which when we get to the next prop, I may do something, but here's the thing. We've already said how the returns are very small in a lot of the group matchups, right? And we've said it's a little bit of a struggle trying to pick some of these guys. Well, guess what? I have five units to bet. If I bet Chase Elliott to Tyler Reddick, I'm guaranteed at least a 0.5
as
return.
Long as Alex Bowman or Eric Jones.
I shouldn't say guaranteed. What I mean is I'm taking myself a 5-man horse race, hoping that Suarez and below don't do
willing
it.
Willing to settle for 50 cents.
Hey, I mean, listen, this is a tough race. It's a crapshoot.
Where is Karina to keep our count of crapshoots today? You know, because Atlanta's gone super speedway, there's a lot more crapshoots to be said this year, too.
I'm just saying. I've already doubled it down in this race.
All right. Let's take a look at our top Fords on the board. Ryan Blaney comes in as a top Ford favorite at 450. Logano's 500. Briscoe and Cindric 7. Harvick, Buescher, Almirola all at 900. McDowell is 10. Keselowski 12. Custer 25. Gilliland, Harrison, Burton both at 50-1.
So I'm going to foreshadow here. I'm doing this in the Fords. And I even found a way to hedge my bet to get myself even a fourth Ford on here. So you're going to be amused when I make my bets. I'm just going to say that.
I can hardly wait. All right. And let's take our last look is our top Toyotas. Bubba Wallace.
This is amusing. You weren't here. Finish, and I'm going to laugh.
Now, this is where you should do your bet because there's only six of them in the race.
I would lose. I wouldn't win anything.
Well, okay, fair point. Unless you took the bottom three.
I'm just even.
All right. Bubba Wallace, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, all plus 400. Christopher Bell, Martin Truex Jr., 500. Kurt Busch, the highest finishing Toyota Atlanta in the spring.
Is the dog
at plus 550.
Well, last week when we had Vinny on the show, we were just talking with Wyatt off air. Bubba Wallace was 100-1, while everybody else was plus 450, 550, 270. And I had to tell the people that the spread of a 100-1 from a plus 400. That's 4-1 to 100-1. Like, we had to take the time to explain that to the bettors. That's how big of a dog Bubba Wallace was last week on the road course.
Kind of like he was driving a Zamboni in the race.
Basically, they were this come from DraftKings, I believe. And DraftKings was like, there's no number big enough to make us, level out Bubba. Now he's the favorite at plus 400, that might be the biggest swing in the history of betting. That's bigger than the Ross Chastain swing from the start of the season.
But you're saying you're not taking him?
Oh, hell no.
All right, we got our championship standings, but I don't think we've really seen anything drastically change. Even Tyler Reddick didn't really change that much winning because most everybody thought he was going to make the playoffs.
Kyle Larson's up to 600. I mean, if you want to, now you got a shot to, like we talk, you can get Kyle Larson at a decent number at 600 at least.
You're going to take him. Now's the time to take him. Yep. All right, let's take a look at how we did last week.
Let's not.
The only person that actually picked any kind of winner was the guy who's talking on the microphone right now.
The guy on vacation.
And, of course, it was exactly. And it was really kind of like picking up scraps because I had Stenhouse in Group F. But that's the whole key. Whether you're betting Group A on Chase Elliott or you're betting Group F on Stenhouse,
money is money. Cashing a ticket's cashing a ticket.
Exactly. So that was the only winner.
Vinny didn't.
I feel very bad that Vinny sat in. And
Vinny picked Ross Chastain as the top Chevy and lost with the third place finisher because Chase Elliott
and picked him to win the race and lost the third place finisher. Although I had Kyle Larson to win his group and I lost. Well, actually, second place Chastain finished fourth.
Yeah, that's right.
Larson was third, but still, I mean, it was like, goodness gracious. So. Okay, rough week, but our standings, I'm still keeping my head above the water there with a plus number. Pit Crew and Brendan, you guys took a little bit of a hit last week, but nothing that a big 35-1 win might potentially win for somebody this week. So.
Oh, yeah, look, Wyatt's back there. He's throwing the dollar bills. He's already
back there making it rain behind the glass right now. So, but BG, you get to
lead the way
first again. You're kind of getting used to this, I think.
So here's the deal. I am.
Is this awkward on air silence?
Yeah, this is the pregnant pause right there. It's just. So here's what I'm doing. I'm starting in the groups and I'm going Group A with Ryan Blaney. Just because what I said with the whole strategy of the thing, Blaney plus 275, he's up against three Chevrolets. I think that's a play there based off of a strategy move in the race. Then I'm going to go all the way to Group F because I said I got my man Chris Buescher. I mean, he's cashed tickets for us for three seasons on Gone Racing, and he's back in Group F. I got to take him. Then I'm going to do kind of a goofy deal here in the top Ford prop, and that's the only thing I'm doing. I'm taking Chase Briscoe at plus 700, Chris Buescher at plus 900, and Eric Almirola at plus 900. So I'm going three Fords, hoping that one of those three guys is the top Ford, and if it happens to be Chris Buescher, he's going to win his group. Well, he may not win his group, but could win his group.
And I just want to point out to America that this is Brendan's money and not yours.
You're saying there's a reason why I went first?
Well, I'm questioning your strategy.
I'm going to have fun watching the race. That's all
you
I
are because you got a lot of guys you can root for. Okay, I'm on the hook for reading out the pit crew picks real quick. I said they go in 35-1 on a winner. They're going with Ricky Stenhouse, 35-1 to win the race. They got one group pick. They're going Eric Almirola at +265. And they have gone into all three of our manufacturer props. William Byron at +650 to be the top Chevy. Ryan Blaney at +450 to be the top Ford. And Kurt Busch, the long shot, at +550 to be the top Toyota. And then I will get to my picks where I agree with you guys on some stuff and don't agree on some stuff. So I'm going to go in Group C, take Denny Hamlin, who is the favorite there. I like Denny Hamlin there. I'm going Kurt Busch in Group D. And then, Brendan, I am all in with you in Group F with Chris Buescher. I like Chris Buescher, Group F. And then I'm going to go top Chevy. I'm going +650 with William Byron, which the pit crew has. And I'm also going to agree with the pit crew on the top Ford. I'm going with Ryan Blaney at +450. So,
can I call an audible?
Sure.
Can I go Joey Logano instead of...
Yes,
I will
make some scribbles on my paper, but if you want Joey
Logano. I'm making an audible. I'm going Joey Logano as my other top Ford.
Yeah,
I'm making an audible.
I believe you can make
on
that.
On-air audible.
Yeah, as long as we're still on the air, then I think it's fair
behind the glass right now is scratching their heads going, they don't know if that's allowed. Is it like a final answer thing on Jeopardy where you
know, I'm the accountant, so... I figure, and here's the deal. It's a majority vote. You want to do it, and I agree with it. So,
okay.
but Wyatt's got his hand up.
Oh, I got a thumbs up from the glass. Okay, the glasses Wyatt, give me thumbs up.
Wyatt's good with it too. So
the referee, they called New York. New York says, good to go.
All right, this is normally when I ask you to like take us on a lap around the track, but then I realize you haven't raced on this.
I have not raced on this one. I can take you on a lap. The same thing you get. Watch it.
Well, and that's kind of what it'll be. So
it's going to be a fun race to watch. I mean, first time back on a track we've already been on. That should be good for this car, and we'll see the changes. Remember, had tire problems last time. I don't foresee the tire problems this time.
Well, that's pretty much it for our show on Gone Racing this week. Tune in this weekend. Watch the Quaker State 400 Atlanta. Should be an incredibly exciting race. We'll come back. We'll break down Atlanta and turn our attention toward New Hampshire next week on Gone Racing.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.